National Police Week is once again clogging the streets of D.C. as cops from all over the U.S. descend on D.C. to act like out-of-control rock band wannabes. On Saturday, the 12th of May, a photographer who I will not name on the radio snapped a covert picture of police drinking in public after the Police Unity bike ride. This was after a cop version of a critical mass clogged streets in at least three D.C. area locations at once, according to traffic reports from WTOP Radio. There's a big problem here. In 1991, police shot a Salvadoran man for drinking in public, according to many reports, after handcuffing him. This set off the famous 1991 Mount Pleasant Uprising 21 years ago. This drinking in public law has not been repealed, yet cops are permitted to not only drink beer in public, but do it while publicly representing their parent agencies. What's next? Are the U.S. Park Police going to roll out the red carpet for participants in National Police Week to pitch tents and camp in Freedom Plaza or even in McPherson Square? On the other hand, National Police Week is famous for drunken cops smashing up hotel rooms and lobbies, doing damage like drunk rock musicians, but in far greater numbers. Fights and even near rioting between rival groups are not unheard of. Maybe exiling them to Freedom Plaza would save our area hotels millions of dollars in repair bills. After all, who you gonna call when rioting police officers stampede through your hotel, smashing everything in sight? The police?